Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911 on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. My name's Ruben Nava. My partner Jesse Romero won't be with us today. He had something to take care of that just could not get out of. And so he sends his love and his he'll be listening in. And today we have a great show. We have a couple special guests, and I'm going to introduce them so that the audience can really appreciate what we have to offer here. This is Ray Grijalba and Robert Renzi. They are working on a movie called The Eucharistic Miracles, and it's based on part of inspired by Blessed Carlo Acutis. You know, he's we talked about him before on the show. In fact, a 15-year-old young man that just loved the Eucharist and was put together a website with places where the Eucharistic miracles have taken place. And so welcome to the show, Ray and Rob. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. And so, I'm going to Ray, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us what you're doing, and maybe where you're calling in from, and let the audience know who you are, and then we'll get to Rob.
Yeah, so my name's Ray Grijalba. I'm from Georgetown, Kentucky, right outside of Lexington, and engineer by trade, and work for Lockheed Martin now. Not in engineering anymore, but that love of like science and truth brought me to Eucharistic miracles and led me to this journey that I never thought I'd be on. So it is a huge blessing, and I'm excited to go more into it in the show.
Great. And Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself, Rob.
Yeah, I name's Rob or Robert Renzi, but most everyone calls me Rob. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in the Los Angeles area. I'm out here about 5 years or so now. And I've been a working actor or trying to be a working actor and for several years now, and trying to balance that, my acting with my faith and jobs that come and sort of the more moral choices. And this movie presented itself to me, and I was fortunate and blessed to have a role in it. And
If the audience, if you see Rob and you think he looks like Jesus, that's because he's portraying Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. It's still, we're getting close to shooting time, and I'm still sort of, it's surreal if I think about it too much, but it's just an incredible honor and blessing. And I'm so grateful to Ray and our director Angelo for seeing something in me that, quite honestly, I never would have expected this role. So
So I connected up with Rob at Holy Mass a few weeks back over at St. Vitus in San Fernando. We went to the traditional Latin Mass on a Saturday morning, first Saturday of the month. And maybe it was providential, and then here we are. So glad to have you guys with us. Mr. Engineer, are you able to load up the clip? Okay, we're going to play the clip, and it's like a trailer, I guess you would call it, huh? And we'll have the audience take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Those are some of the great shots and interviews we've completed so far. Angelo and I have traveled the world to bring you this incredible film, but we still have much more to go. The live action filming is next, which is the most expensive part. We are now tax deductible, so please help us take this movie to the next level. To donate, go to EucharisticMiraclesMovie.com, and we now have a feature that can show you if your company will match your donation. And here's a sneak peek of what your support will go towards. That is powerful, isn't it? The wounds and prosthetics you saw there were based on the Shroud of Turin, and our script for the live action is based off of the writings of amazing Catholics throughout history like Archbishop Fulton Sheen, St. Thomas Aquinas, and many more. Again, thank you so much to everyone that supported so far through your prayers and financial support. Angelo and I were just amazed that we were like, wow, God is allowing this to happen because of you. So thank you so much, and if you can support or know anyone that can support, we greatly appreciate it. Have a blessed day, and God love you.
And there you have it right there. The checks can be made out of the connection. Yeah, Eucharistic, Eucharist. And there's the address, 313 East Broadway. We'll put it out there again. So, guys, start with you, Ray. What drives this desire to spread the word about the Eucharistic miracles? You know, why are they on your heart?
Yeah, you know, it's so cool. Every time I see that video, I mean, I've probably seen it like 100 times now. I'm like, wow, those are just incredible shots. And I can't believe that God has pulled everyone together to make this movie. I think it's going to be a game changer, you know, because it's kind of hard to be a Catholic these days. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't always have a lot going for us, except for the Eucharist, which is like everything, right? So having a movie that we can all rally behind and share, I think would be really powerful. But what drove me to looking into Eucharistic miracles? So, I mean, I remember ever since I was a kid, my mom would share with me about Lanciano, and I was like, wow, that is really amazing. And back in 2019, I went to Lanciano and saw the miracle and was like, wow, this is crazy. I've, you know, looked at this my whole life, but never before had been in the presence of it. So June 2020, I started, you know, diving deeply into the science behind these miracles. I'm not a medical doctor, so I was blessed to meet a medical doctor in Italy who wrote a book reviewing these from a medical perspective, which was great. And that connected me to other doctors, was able to speak with some of them firsthand that analyzed the miracle down in Mexico and Guatemala later. And that led to a YouTube video, which led to Angelo reaching out, and we started making this. Over 500,000 people have seen that original video. So I can't imagine how many people will see this film. Surely magnitudes larger than that. So it's really, I think, something so important that we recognize that these Eucharistic miracles are gifts God gives us. You know, they point us to the truth of Jesus's presence. And I can go more into the miracles later that affirm that even more. But Jesus is so good in that doesn't, you know, 100% prove that that's him, you know, because if he was, there would be no faith involved. So I love that element. In some ways, you're kind of like, oh, I wish there would just be something that would prove it and it would be all over the news. But God likes us to believe in him, in his words more than anything.
Yeah, he wants us to come to him like a little child with that faith of a child, just, you know, because he said he is the, you know, he is the bread of life. You know, it's the source and summit of our faith. So, Rob, you've been talking about Angelo, you know, just the audience can know, who is this Angelo that you're referencing? I know you saw him in the video, but, you know, just a couple things about his background. I know he's been in animation, I believe, right?
Yeah. Angelo Labuti is our director. He's sort of the captain of our ship.
Okay.
And he's been in the industry, my goodness, 20 plus years now. And he's worked with the top and highest professionals. He's a he's a storyboard artist by trade. Incredible artist. I mean, how he can draw and his vision and his detail to his work. It landed him at, like I said, the highest level, working with A-list directors, for doing everything from Marvel to Disney and things like that for 20 plus years. And he's also a devout Catholic. And I met him probably about 2 years ago out here, maybe 2.5 years ago, through mutual friends in sort of the Catholic space out here. And we hit it off right away and just, you know, talked about everything from storytelling to movies, and then a lot about the faith, and everything we shared. And we kept in touch. We kept in touch well, and it is what it is. He kept working, I kept working. And then I know that, you know, it's been on his heart to, he's directed before, he's done some films before, and it's been on his heart to really find a story that he can give back to God, that he can glorify God. It's been important to him, especially working in sort of the secular side of the industry for so long. And this story came across. He saw Ray. Ray did a wonderful podcast on it, and they connected. And
all right,
then I got involved too. So
amen. Yeah. Hey, hold that thought, Rob. We're gonna go ahead and take our first break. We'll be back. You'll be listening to Ray Grijalba and Robert Renzi from the upcoming movie Eucharistic Miracles. Don't want to change that dial.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And we have two on-fire Catholics with us today. We have Ray Grijalba and Robert Renzi working on the Eucharistic Miracles, the movie. And we're just getting into the conversation here. Ray, how has Blessed Carlo it's Carlo, right? Carlo Acutis, not Carlos, or inspired?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Carlo. Yeah. Inspired you in this endeavor. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, it's amazing because Carlo is just 2 years older than me. So when we went to Assisi, where his body is, we got to spend time with his mother, spent almost 6 hours with her. She took us all around Assisi, woke up the bishop so we could interview him. And we spent time there with Carlo, and it was just crazy to look down and see the year he was born. And I was like, wow, I was just 2 years after. So like, he is so much my older brother in the faith and leading us in this journey. He's been huge to this, because without him building that website, I would have had nowhere to start. Because when I started to do my research, that's where I went. I went to find the names of the doctors, what phenomena were occurring, the actual medical records. It connected every dot. So without him pulling that together and actually interviewing all these people and collecting the records, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. And Carlo's mom was telling us it took them so long, you know, they were making trips across Europe to document these miracles. And it was a huge effort. So he is really the pioneer in this. And this movie is just taking what he did and bringing it to the masses in an even greater way, I pray. Through your guys' support and sharing of this, I think it'll further the mission of Carlo.
Amen. Yeah. Just an amazing young man. And for our listeners, on the show page, you can go to our show page. I put a short video on who Carlo Acutis is. It's this little 7-minute YouTube video on him. So if you want to know more about who we're talking about, and you don't know who he is, go ahead and access that. Hey Rob, tell us about the film, because you're one of the main characters, if not the.
Yeah, maybe after Ray, actually. it's really important, right? You know, what we're doing here is we're sort of molding together Ray's portion and his sort of journey, where we're following Ray's journey into the investigation of these miracles. But what we're doing is we're also molding in the live action sequences that will take place in Jesus's time and walking with him and his apostles. So we're going to you know, mold those together and intertwine them throughout Ray's journey, talking with all these great scientists and doctors and priests, and during that, cutting back and forth throughout the movie to myself portraying Christ and the apostles and that journey, and they'll perfectly sort of match each other. And so this really is going to be a cinematic journey, an adventure that we want to take the viewer on, and not just some of this sort of like your standard maybe documentaries that are a lot of just interviewing and maybe some cuts. This is a film. This is a movie, and it's a, like I said, a cinematic journey that I think the viewer is going to be blown away by.
Yeah. You know, when we played the clip, people were able to see you've got some big names in there that, you know, I saw, you know, Father Chad Ripperger, I saw Bishop Strickland, and I saw Scott Hahn and just others, really, you know, huge Catholics that I totally respect. So that you're going to go ahead, Ray, and this is the documentary part of it, right, Ray? And what's your vision for the film, Ray?
Yeah, you know, it's really cool. Initially, we were thinking of it to be more documentary style. But a couple months ago, Angelo had the idea of like weaving myself as the main character in the story. And actually, you know, I'm playing myself, but it's really cool because I'm actually going to all these doctors and asking them the hard questions. You know, I feel like a lot of times people don't hear us because they see that we're just like, we already have the answer that we're looking for. So in all of these interviews, I'm not really letting up. You know, if they like say this, I like, okay, so how is that? You know, because anyone that's going to watch this movie from a skeptical perspective would want to see those questions answered. And so I'm really going into this as a skeptic myself, because even when I was doing this research, I was like, if these miracles are fake, I don't want to be spreading them. But if they're real, then people need to see them and hear from those that actually analyze them. And so it's going to be really neat. Woven into the story is, you know, not just me going and interviewing in live action, but the dynamic between me and my family. So I have 2-year-old identical twin boys, Dominic and Michael. They're amazing. Yeah. And they're really, you know, so much the fuel to why I would do this in the first place, you know, because one day they'll be doubting the faith potentially. Mm-hmm. And to have something like this to look to would be very powerful. So I'm praying that for people across the world that have fallen away children, they can support this movie and we can make this even more epic, because there's nothing worse than watching a cheesy movie. Yeah. And like, oh, it's got a good message, but I can't share it. Right. And that's what we're trying to, or we're definitely going to avoid.
I don't think that I've ever heard of another, of a Eucharistic movie, anything involving the, you know, John chapter 6 and just putting it out there, because most of them, I think most of the movies that make the mainstream now, they're Protestant, made by Protestants, and no knock on them to do the best with what they have. But this is the source and summit of our faith with, you know, the Blessed Sacrament. So, I'll throw it out to, I don't know who wants to answer this question, but which miracles are you focusing on?
Yeah. So we, went to Italy, Mexico, and Poland. So Italy is Lanciano, the most popular Eucharistic miracle. Right. You know, the first one, that we know of, and, that was really neat. So we went there, and then we went to Poland. That is the newest Eucharistic miracle from December 25th, Christmas Day, 2013. Mm. And we didn't initially plan on going there. We were going to go to Buenos Aires, but because it was the newest and we just at the last minute got a contact for the doctor in Poland, we went there and it was unbelievable. You guys are in for a treat when you talk, you know, when we talk about that one, it was amazing. And it's actually really cool because my father-in-law is a cardiologist. So I was talking to him about this heart, you know, what was seen under the microscope with the heart. Mm. And he said, oh yeah, I've seen that before in some of my patients. And I was like, oh my gosh. So it's really cool to see these experts, I guess, you know, these professionals in their field, you know, affirm the validity of this and that this, you know, these things don't, you know, they're not just made up and it doesn't even logically follow. So that was really neat. And then my favorite Eucharistic miracle is in Tixla, Mexico. And that was in 2006, so the year that Carlo died. Mm-hmm. And that was just phenomenal. We got to interview two of the doctors, one from Guatemala and one from Mexico, that personally analyzed it, and they answered questions that I think will make doubt of these Eucharistic miracles as tightly addressed as possible. It was amazing. I cannot wait for everyone to see that.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Carlo, you know, had some amazing quotes, you know, for a young man of his age. You know, the more Eucharist we receive, the more we would become like Jesus, so that on earth we will have a foretaste of heaven. You know, how many times do we have people who want to get to heaven, but they don't want to do the work that's going to get them there, you know, and that means spending time with Jesus. If you're going to spend time with Jesus in for all eternity, why aren't you spending time with him now? You know, it never amazes me. So, Rob, can you tell us, why do people need to know about the Eucharistic miracles? Why is that important?
I mean, we just piggyback off what Ray was saying, you know, earlier. And you look at the Eucharist, and I think we know as devout Catholics that it is the source and summit of the faith. The church right now and everything going through it's not in a good place, especially in the outside view of maybe the secular world and you know, fallen away Catholics. And there's a reason why we don't jump ship. There's a reason why we don't leave. Well, what is that reason? Well, it's the Eucharist. It's the Mass. It's those two, and they go hand in hand. And so these miracles, exactly what Ray said before, they point us back towards the Blessed Sacrament, back towards the body, soul, divinity of Christ. And I think, you know, people seeing these miracles seem, it's just the unbelievable and profound things that God can do is going to, you know, hopefully open some hearts and minds and get them either, you know, maybe the skeptic or the lukewarm Catholic, get them to start me looking into it after the film or you know, start doing the research a little bit more and saying, okay, this is something extremely important that I never knew before. I think we all know that Pew study that came out not too long ago about, you know, something almost like 70% of Catholics either don't believe or were just never properly catechized to believe that it's the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. They either think it's a symbol or they just don't care or they don't believe. And that's a staggering number. Mm-hmm. And that needs to change, because if you believe and you know the truth, then when times get tough and storm, the sea gets stormy, you're going to hold on and dig in and not jump ship. So that's important.
Yeah. Rob, you said something right there. I could totally relate. Once you know that's Jesus in the Eucharist, you can't walk away. I've never met a Catholic who knew his faith that walked away from the faith. And how do you leave? Mm-hmm. How do you leave Jesus in the Eucharist? It amazes mm-hmm. me. You know, like we sometimes, you know, we have Catholics out here that say, you know, I wasn't being fed at the Catholic Church. You know, I said, oh, what are you talking about? You were being fed. You may have gone and you got inspired, maybe you got motivated, you got maybe enlightened with some Bible study at another church, but here you are getting fed with Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, you know, and I point out, look, if they said Jesus was going to appear today at Dodger Stadium, you know, the 56,000 seats could not contain all the people that would be mm-hmm. gravitate to that place, but he's present under the appearances of bread and wine at every Catholic Mass, and yet they miss it, you know, and you know, Jesus said himself, you know, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those who have believed but have not seen. So he's given us these miracles for those who need that, who need to see that as proof. But he really wants us to come to him through faith, you know. So, amazing. Ray, how's the fundraising going?
It is going well. We have enough to film some of these live action scenes.
Good.
Now, where we're really praying that the support will come in is there's a really intense scene we're trying to shoot of Jesus walking on the water mm-hmm. and the faith being tested by those. So that one's like $80,000 just for 2 days of filming. So it's very expensive, much more than we initially anticipated. So if you guys could support in any way, that would be extremely helpful.
There you go. We're coming up on our next break. We'll be back right back. We're talking with Ray Gahalba and Rob Renzi.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
We are back, Jesus 911. We're talking about the Eucharistic miracles, the movie. And Jesus said, "I am the living bread come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he shall live forever. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." That's what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with two gentlemen who are involved in this production, and I just want to ask you, Rob, Ray, how's the production going? Are you guys in post production, or if so, how was it traveling to the different sites and that you filmed at?
Yeah, it was really amazing. We like I said before, we went to Italy, Mexico, and Poland, and that was like during, you know, the height of COVID and whatnot. So we had to get tests. You know, I think we took 7 tests in like 12 days. It was pretty intense, but I'm glad we went when we did. And that was really awesome. We've also traveled the country. You know, we went to Ohio for Dr. Hahn, Texas for Bishop Strickland. We've been in California plenty of times. And that has been, it's been really well. So where we're at in production is we are almost done with all the interviews. We have a couple more left, but right now we're really focusing on the live action filming. And actually next weekend, October 23rd, is going to be the first day of live action filming. We're going to be filming the feeding of the 5,000.
Wow.
And so if you go to our website, you can see how to sign up there. That's going to be incredible. But November 6th is the real big date that we need your guys' support for. We're hoping to have like 1,000 people there for John 6, where the multitudes leave Jesus.
Wow.
So that will be in Los Angeles County. And again, you go to our website to see how to sign up there. It is going to be, I think, the most powerful scene that we probably shoot, because, you know, we all have heard John 6 before, and, you know, in apologetics and whatnot, but I've never seen it done. You know, to see the people leaving Jesus, especially if, you know, we get 1,000 people there, that I think will really touch the hearts of, you know, Christians and non-Christians, that, wow, Jesus was willing to risk everything for this teaching on the Eucharist.
Just we will hope that our governor does get word of it, because he doesn't want us to mask up over here. I don't think that would go over well.
Yeah. Not the movie you want to see. Yeah. Yeah.
Rob, man, I'm so happy for you. But what has this experience been like, having to portray Christ in a movie? I mean, what has it done to your spiritual life? I mean, I've heard, you know, other people who've portrayed, you know, Christ in the movie, you know, and it's really life changing. So tell us about it.
Yeah. When Angelo kind of first decided on me and gave me the official confirmation, it was, you know, I think you naturally, obviously it's a blessing and you're so honored, but you naturally sort of go, I'm not worthy of this. I'm like, how can I play Christ? There's no, you know, so I did all that. I was like, I'm not even worthy to for any of that. And later on, I was talking to my father on the phone and talked to him about it. And he said, well, you know, you've come back to the faith strong. You try to live in a state of grace, and you keep the commandments and frequent the sacraments. So he wants you to play him. He chose you to play him. And so, yeah, it's good. You're to go through that, oh, I'm unworthy and all that. He's like, good. Okay. Now go play him, because he wants you to. Wow. You're an actor. You've been trained. And go do it, and go find him, you know, find his heart within yours. And so that really helped me from there, sort of dictated how I went about it. And I think exactly what you said. It's like, how do you play Christ, or how do you find him on your heart? Well, and we're all called to be Christ-like. in this life. So what it's done for me, that, you know, this journey of playing him and, you know, my interpretation of who he is or how he's going to be is, yeah, just, it's been amplified, my spiritual life. It's frequent the sacraments, you know, frequent receiving him in the Blessed Sacrament. Make sure I'm going to confession more often, and I'm staying in a state of grace. What am I viewing? What am I reading? All that kind of stuff. So he grows within me, and my heart is a place where he can rest and be. And so, yeah, it's been incredible. It, like you said, I already know that I'll never be the same after this. And I'm already been changed. And for me, I feel like I did the intellectual work, the reason work. I broke down the script, memorized my lines. You got to do all that. You have to be an actor. I frequent the sacraments. I read up on him. I did all that. But eventually you get to a place to where when I show up on set that first day, I'll put them in my heart. I'll put them in my will. And it's just like, Lord, take the reins. They're yours. And just, you sort of just be, and let him do what he needs to do. Yeah. And you just give your heart over to him. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping. We haven't shot yet, so I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well,
we'll get back to you on that, but that's the plan. And so, yeah.
Well, you know, I had heard from Jim Caviezel, and he says that he was experiencing a ton of spiritual attacks. And so, you know, we're going to lift you up in prayer, brother, because that's coming if it hasn't already been there.
Yeah.
You know, so hang in there, you know, like just get armored up and churched up, like I like to say, and stay in that state of grace, man. It's because people are going to come to you and, you know, they know you're the actor, but I mean, you know, like they were flocking to Jim Caviezel, like, wow, you know, they wanted to touch him. They wanted, he was portraying Christ in a sense. They were kind of feeding off of that. And then I can totally believe that that's what's going to happen to you, because this is going to be huge.
Yeah. My prayer, my strong prayer for this is ever since I was cast, is Lord, make me small, let them see you. And so, you know, we show up on set, and I think sort of the physicality too, you know, I've leaned down a little bit and growing the beard out and then putting all the wardrobe on. Mm-hmm. We just did my final wardrobe fitting just the other day. Mm-hmm. And with our fantastic wardrobe lady, Rose, she's been great, working so hard for us. There's a moment, it's just like when you're there and you're done up in it, and it's just like, yeah, it's him. And yeah. And so, that's my hope. And my prayer is that they see him, and I'm so small, you don't see me at all.
Well, you know, those of you who don't know Rob, he's a fitness guy. So he when he said he had to trim down because he had too much muscle, man. I don't know if the stage crucifix is going to be able to hold.
We were joking about that, me and Angelo and Ray, and we were kind of but it is important to note that Angelo doesn't, we don't want this, by no means am I skinny or anything like that. We don't want the skinny Jesus that I think you see portrayed quite a bit. He was a carpenter. He was masculine. And back then, carpenters, they used stone a lot. So he was carrying stone, not just wood. And, you know, much of Angelo's vision comes from the Shroud of Turin too. And, you know, they did a 3D printout of that. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that. And Jesus wasn't small. Mm-hmm. He wasn't super skinny. He was built, you know, back then built, and obviously he's the perfect man. So having a frame that represents that carpenter masculine man back then is what I've been shooting for.
And how old are you? You're about that same age, right?
I'm a little older. I'm 39. I'm 39. So few years older, but thank you. Thank you. But just a little bit older, but right in that ballpark, I guess.
Yeah. Ray, a question for you. So you plan to do in-person interviews, travel and the animation. Who's going to be interviewed, and what will the filming format for this be for this documentary?
Yeah, so I don't know if you if everyone could see the little trailer that was being played there, but we want it to be different than your typical documentary in that, you know, we're not just like sitting down and I'm asking you a question. And all those scenes, there was movement going on because Angelo is very intent on allowing or making this movie be something that is engaging and that you're not actually like falling asleep in, you know? So that is the format. But like you'd said earlier, we interviewed Cardinal Arenzi over in Rome. He was the head of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments with John Paul II, Bishop Strickland, Dr. Hahn, Deacon Harold, Father Calloway, Lila Rose, Dr. Trasenko, so many others, you know, to show that science and faith don't contradict,
right,
that these weave together to point to the truth of Jesus in the Eucharist. And that is really what we want to show, because I think that's a big misconception that people have, is that, oh, you know, you're in the medical field, why would you have faith? You know, science and faith contradict. And it's like, no, they don't. And actually, Jesus in these miracles shows us with the thing that we prize, you know, the world prizes so much is, you know, medical analysis and science, that these don't disprove the Eucharist, but in so many ways point to him and say that this is Jesus, you know. It's really amazing. And when we were in Poland, that was one of the things, is one of the doctors there was very skeptical and just could not believe that this was actually heart tissue. Thought it was a bread mold and tried to do everything to disprove that. But sure enough, it did. And even at that, he still remains a skeptic, you know. So there's so much that will be said in the movie. But I think what it comes down to is at the end of the day, even if you see it yourself, there has to be faith, you know, is that, and that's where we really want these live action scenes to touch the heart of people so that they see like, wow, this isn't an ordinary thing that happens. This is supernatural. And that if God is willing to do this, then we should come there to adore him and receive him so we can become other Christs, so that we can shine, so he can shine through us. You know, like Paul says, it's no longer I, but Christ living through me. And what a difference that would be. You know, could you imagine that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I think so many times about, you know, the typical rap you get with Catholics is that after Mass, everyone, you know, rushes out, but Protestants are so welcoming, inviting them to their church. And we have the Eucharist. We can do anything with him.
Right. That's right. We should be staying back and giving our Thanksgiving anyway, right?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're wrapping up our third segment. You know, time just flies when you're talking about this subject, about something you love. So we'll be right back. Don't change that dial. Eucharistic Miracles, the movie.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Blessed Carlo Acutis said, to be close to Jesus, you know, always be close to Jesus. That's my life plan. And we're talking about the Eucharistic Miracles, the movie, and interviewing Ray Grijalba and Rob Renzi, who are involved in the project. And Ray, can you tell the audience where people can go to donate to this project if they so desire?
Yeah, go to EucharisticMiraclesMovie.com. As mentioned earlier, it's tax deductible donations. So we're partnering with Catholic Connect, a great organization there. And you can go there, learn, you know, see all the updates. Everyone that we've interviewed in the movie is listed there. We have a little blog and costume design for anyone that's going to be extras in these priceless scenes and much more. You can find that there.
Nice. And you know, the other clip that's attached after we play that trailer that pops up, I also posted that on our show page so people can see you and describing and the people you're interviewing, all these big names that are involved in the project. And so, you know, Rob, we had talked about some of the things off camera. We were speaking about how you were able to get to Carlo's mother. Now, can you tell the audience that story? I thought that was amazing. I think Angelo was trying to get to his mother to just get her approval. So tell us about that. I thought that was fascinating.
Oh yeah, no, that was a beautiful story. That was Angelo. So, months ago, when you know, they were, Ray and Angelo were you know, we were well into the movie, you know, it was important for Angela to get the blessing of Carlo's mother, and just reach out to her and let her know that her son is, you know, inspired them to make this movie on the Eucharist miracles. And Angelo is from Italy. He's Italian. He's from Italy, real thick Italian accent, super beautiful Italian guy. And so he knows a lot of people back there, and he tried for several weeks and weeks and weeks, and he had no way of getting a hold of her. He couldn't figure it out. He was like, I can't, you know, he used up all his resources. So he sort of like put it on the back burner. He's like, okay. And they just kept going forward with the movie. And then out of nowhere, a buddy of his that he probably hasn't talked to in 10 years, the guy's not even a practicing Catholic anymore, calls him up, and he lives in Italy, and he calls up Angelo, and obviously they're talking in Italian. He's like, hey, Angelo, I saw that you're doing, you know, this Eucharistic Miracles movie. I mentioned it to a priest friend of mine. This, you know, he wants to get involved. He might be able to help, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, oh, okay, great. Thank you. You know, I appreciate it. And I remember Angelo saying, he's like, I kind of was like, nah, I didn't think much of it. You know, they were busy. A lot's going on. He goes, I almost was like, I'm not going to call. You know, I don't think this is going to go anywhere. And he goes, for whatever reason, I decided to pick up the phone, and he calls this priest. And again, he's in Italy, and they're talking, and Angelo's like, hey, great to meet you. And the father's like, hey, I want to, you know, I can help out anyway. This and that. And he was just like, I happen to know Carlo's mother personally very well. I can put you in touch with that. And Angela was like, what? You know, mind blown. And that's how it happened. So it was weeks and weeks praying on it. He couldn't get involved. And then out of nowhere, from maybe the most unlikely source, a buddy of his connects them, and they talk for hours and hours and hours. And she was just so wonderful. And she gave her stamp of approval and said some incredible things to him about it. And then from there, you know, like Ray said earlier, she now, you know, involved, and she's in the movie, and she hung out with them for like 6 hours. And she's just been, you know, such a blessing. Very, very happy that all worked out, and just such a little tiny miracle from God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ray, how will using animation and the 3D effects show what transubstantiation is?
Yeah, we are really, really excited for that. Angelo has friends that work at Lucasfilms, and they're going to be doing the CGI of this. And, you know, we'll do transubstantiation. So that's probably one of the things I'm most excited about, because how many times do we talk about it and hear about it, but I've never seen it depicted, even in like a painting or anything like that. So to see how they do it is going to be unbelievable. I really cannot wait to see that, because that will bring, you know, so much to our minds to reflect upon every Mass, you know, that this is happening and we can't see it, you know, but this is the reality that Christ spoke of way back, you know, 2000 years ago. And we have the blessing to be a part of it every Sunday or every day that we're able to attend Mass. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're hoping to do other animations to show what's going on with some of the miracles, how it you know, removes the possibility of fraud and certain things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe even some of the elements behind the heart, but that is where the support is needed. So, cause that is very, I guess it's not cheap to do, you know? So if you can support or want to sponsor the movie in any way as a business, that would be much appreciated. And you can check out the website to do so.
Right. And as you mentioned on the end of the trailer, that now you have a 501c3. So people can also write this off as, I mean, yes. Some of the situation in our church is pretty dire. And so I know people are talking to me all the time. I just don't want to, you know, give to my church because the money's going, I don't know where it's going. It's supporting, you know, these lawsuits. And so it doesn't matter. You can give your money to other Catholic sources, you know, and this could be one, if it's on your heart, let's give to the project and you'll be part of this. Evangelization. There's no better evangelization than the Blessed Sacrament. Oh my goodness, that's what makes us Catholic, right?
Yeah, and I think that this is such an important element, because
goodness,
one thing I didn't mention is we're going to make this movie in a way that people won't initially know that it's Catholic, at the beginning of the movie, but as you go along, you're like, oh man, this is Catholic. Mm. You know, so we hopefully will lure people in with the story and keep their attention to allow them to watch something that they probably wouldn't watch otherwise. Right. So we're hoping that this will reach millions of people. We're going to translate this into 14 languages so that Catholics from around the world, people from around the world can see this, and it can change their lives and hopefully change the world.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know, Rob, you know, talking to you, you know, you already appear to be a changed man. Your faith has really taken a leap forward, and that's where we all start, right? We have to put, you know, our Lord first, you know, say, you know, we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us, and without him in the Blessed Sacrament, I mean, I don't know how I could go on, you know, that's what sustains me. And to be able to get Catholics to start understanding their faith. Well, you know, it's not even understanding. It's because Jesus didn't say, let's, you know, take and understand. He said, take and eat. So we have to get these, the Catholics, but sometimes it has to go from the head to the heart, so that this may, perhaps, you know, Ray and Rob, that they're going to see some of these miracles that they may never have even heard of, you know, especially if they've, you know, they're falling away Catholics, and they're not, well, like Jesse likes to say, low information Catholics, but they're gonna hear and learn things that that's just gonna blow their mind. In the last couple minutes that we have, do you guys want to add anything at all to that you maybe wanted to say, didn't get a chance to say?
Yeah, or Rob, you want to go first?
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You're ready.
Yeah, I guess I would say that you know, I'm in my 20s, so. I see all around me people my age not interested in faith. And I think that this could be something that could get them to think, there may be something more out there. You know, I even look at YouTube channels. The Catholic and Christian YouTube channels are like nothing in comparison to these atheist and skeptic channels. Mm-hmm. And I'm praying that this will be one thing to help shake that, you know, to introduce something that, you know, gives us a glimmer of hope and some interest, where people may just discredit the faith, may believe or allow them to see like, you know, this is something much greater than we thought it was. And I'm praying that, you know, with your support and prayers, we can do that. I think that this is something that God has blessed abundantly already, and I'm so excited to see how it continues to bless people.
And Rob, how about you?
Yeah, I just... This is a story that this story is meant to be told at this time. There's a reason why God wants to be told, and it's important because, you know, the climate of the culture right now, and especially within the church and what's happening. And I just tell you, I wish everybody could sort of be around Angelo and Ray and get inside his head and see his vision for this movie, because it's so beautiful and precise, and the symbolism and what we're going to show is so incredible that it's going to be so impactful, and it'll move hearts and minds. I'm sure of it, and God will continue to provide, and we'll keep moving forward on this, and with your support, you know, we need it, and we need to continue to help, and if we can see it through, then be a game changer. I really truly believe that. So
if you want to go to the show, the webpage, and the Eucharistic Miracles the movie.com, there's no the in it, right? It's Eucharistic Miracles.
Yep, movie. Eucharistic Miracles movie.com.
And they'll also be able to find out where the filming will be in LA County for the feeding of the masses, the 6,000. The 5,000.
Yes, yeah, and the John 6. Those are coming up soon. So if you could look into those as soon as possible, we'd much appreciate it.
I'd love to be there. You'd love to be there. I don't know if they...
Ruben, we'll get you...
Yeah, that'd be great, Ruben. Yeah. That would
we'll
be
get
awesome.
Get you in a tunic. We'll get you in some... Okay. Get you in there.
All right. Hey, we're wrapping up the show now. Guys, I just want to thank you for being with us. We really be praying for you, and having our fans, our audience pray for you as well, and donating. And so I appreciate once again, and if anything else we can do for you, feel free to reach out to us. Thank you again, and you've been listening to Jesus 911, and stay tuned for Hands-On Apologetics with Gary Mishuta from the Midwest Command Center. It's been a wrap. We are I'm out 10-7, as we say, law enforcement. I'm out. So God bless you.